It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our look at New Hampshire food. Since it's winter, we decided to check in on the food at New Hampshire ski resorts. Every chairlift ride up Pat's Peak in Henniker looks full on this mild winter day. Skiers and snowboarders are coming down the mountain one after the other. Joni Aubin and her colleagues spent much of the day before getting ready for these crowds, and not just on the slopes either. Though she manages the snow sports office, Aubin spent hours in the Tradewinds Cafe, wrapping up stacks of a Pat's Peak specialty, the giant M&M cookie.
When you talk to people about Pat's Peak, they'll say, I learned to ski and ride at Pat's Peak. And do you still have the cookie?
It's not hard to see why these cookies are so memorable. Each one is as big as a dinner plate. They're crumbly, golden brown, and studded with color from the M&Ms, and they have a chewy spot in the center. It's a recipe, Aubin says, that goes back some 50 years. It's almost as old as Pat's Peak itself.
So I remember Sally, the owner, Pat Node, she always said when they would come in, they wanted something sweet with their kids. You know, it was her and her friends, and they wanted a sweet treat, and she developed the cookie. And over time, I guess it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
And so have ski resorts. They're destinations now, and there's a lot of money in providing secondary services like food and drinks. Skiers who are also diners bring in more money. A full-on food and beverage service can also have benefits in the off-season, such as for resorts who host weddings. And signature foods can help resorts stand out. Aside from the cookies, Pat's Peak points to its hot dogs and burgers, which are certified Angus beef. It also has a new made-to-order grilled cheese counter. Cranmore in North Conway hosts chili cook-offs, while Ragged Mountain in Danbury offers brick oven pizzas. But food and ski resorts isn't simply about dollars and cents. The concept of après-ski is about creating experiences and memories. And what's more memorable than burning up the slopes, than refueling with a cookie that's as big as your head? Those memories, Aubin says, are why she and other Pat's Peak staffers sometimes end up taking cookie orders from faraway places.
I had one, they wanted stickers and cookies. They wanted stickers and cookies, and they gave me a credit card over the phone, and we packaged it up and sent it off. I don't remember where it went, but it... Yeah, it went, I think it was like Florida or something. I think they kind of migrated to Florida.
Made somebody happy.
Yep, made somebody very happy.
We'd like to hear which ski resort foods make you happy. Share your favorites at the Foodstuffs blog at nhpr.org. That's good enough.